إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. الحمد لله، we praise Allah, we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray, and whoever is led astray, then there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his slave and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul, and created from it its mate, and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah to whom you demand your mutual rights, and don't cut off relations with the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has achieved the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du. Certainly the most truthful speech is the Book of Allah, and the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen, and every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a strain, and every strain is in the fire. Before we begin our talk tonight, inshallah ta'ala, we want to thank the Imam Kareem Muhammad for inviting us to speak to the brothers tonight, and all of the brothers that were involved in setting up this program. As the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, in the authentic hadith, he says, لا يشكر الله من لم يشكر الناس. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, as he says, that you have not thanked Allah, the one who does not thank the people. So we want to thank the Imam, alhamdulillah, for inviting us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve him and all of the brothers that were instrumental in setting up tonight's program, inshallah ta'ala. We want to take a look tonight at the tafsir of one of the ayah in the Quran, and this is from Surah An-Nahl, and it's at the end of the surah where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, ud'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmati wal maw'izati al hasana wajadilhum billati hiya ahsan inna rabbaka huwa a'lamu biman dalla an sabilihi wa huwa a'lamu bil muhtadin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in this ayah, I command you to call to the path of your Lord with hikmah and beautiful exhortation, and to debate with them with that which is best. Indeed, your Lord knows best who has strayed from His path, and He knows best who are the guided. Tonight, inshallah ta'ala, we want to take a look, a deeper look at the meaning of this ayah, in hopes that it will benefit us, inshaAllah ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He begins this ayat off with this statement, I command you to call to the path of your Lord. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us, the believers, to give the da'wah to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I command you to call to the path of your Lord, meaning I command you to give da'wah to the path of your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Ali Imran, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, let there be a party from amongst you who calls to that which is good, enjoining what is right and forbidding what is wrong, and they are the successful. Here in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us to that which He has called us in the ayah that we are giving tafsir of. As the Quran, it repeats itself. And we see here as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding that there be a group from amongst us who call to what is good. What is good is al-Islam, or all that is good, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to call to this path, enjoining what is right and forbidding what is wrong, and they are the successful people. So yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us that those people who give the da'wah, they are the successful people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us in this ayat and other ayat to give the da'wah to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He tells us explicitly in Surah Yusuf, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُو إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنَ اتَّبَعَنِي وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Say, this is my path. I am calling to Allah on basira, on clarity, on understanding, on knowledge, me and those who follow me, and subhanallah, I am not amongst the mushrikeen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His book, He commands the believers to give the da'wah. And it's upon all of the believers to give the da'wah, of course, according to their level of knowledge. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He says, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً. In the hadith of Al-Bukhari and Muslim, preach about me even if it's only one ayah. And the ulama, they explain only one ayah, only one piece of information, or only one hadith of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, or only one ayah of the Quran. Whatever level of understanding that you have of this deen, whatever your knowledge reaches to, make da'wah to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by what Allah has blessed you with of knowledge of this deen. We have to make da'wah to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us in this ayah from Surah An-Nahl, call to the path of your Lord. Make the da'wah to the path of your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this path that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling us to, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the authentic hadith, and in the silsila al-hadith al-sahiha by Muhammad Nasiruddin al-Albani, and it's authentic, he explains what is this path of your Lord that you have been commanded to give the da'wah to. As Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, خط لنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يوما خطا مستقيما طويلا ثم قال هذا سبيل الله ثم خط عن يمينه وعن شماله خطوطا متفرقة قصيرة ثم قال هذه السبل على كل سبيل منها شيطان يدعو إليه وأن ثم قرأ وأن هذا صراطي مستقيما فاتبعوه ولا تتبعوا السبل فتفرق بكم عن سبيله ذلكم وصاكم به لعلكم تتقون. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day he drew a very long straight line and he said, this is the path of Allah. And then he drew to the right of it and to the left of it crooked short lines. And he said, on top of every one of these lines is a shaitan calling to that path. And then he read the ayah in the Quran at the end of Surah An'am. And this is my path. The Siratul Mustaqim. Follow it and don't follow any other path, as those paths will lead you away from my path. This is what we advise you to, so that perchance you may have taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he explained very clearly to us that this path of our Lord that we're calling to is the siratul mustaqim. It's the straight, long path. And it was very wise of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to explain to us that this siratul mustaqim, that this straight path is a long path. It's a long uphill path to Jannah. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he explained in authentic hadith, with his statement alayhi salatu wasalam, حُفَّتِ الْجَنَّةِ بِالْمَكَارِي أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, that the Jannah has been surrounded by things that are hateful and disliked. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining to us this path of Jannah, this straight path is a long path until you reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he said that those other paths, they were short paths. And we see it that the path of the shaitan is a very short path, is an overnight path. Any program other than the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's a short path. You can accomplish it, you can tread it, and go to the end of it in a day or a night or a year or so on. But this path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the path that we have been commanded to call to, it's the long path, and it's not over with until we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the Sirat al-Mustaqim that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every raka'ah of our salah, ihdina al-Sirat al-Mustaqim. Guide us to the Sirat al-Mustaqim. Guide us to the straight path. This is the path of your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala that you've been commanded to call the people to. And the ulama of Islam, they explain that the Sirat al-Mustaqim, this is the deen of al-Islam. The Sirat al-Mustaqim, the path of your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's none other than the deen of al-Islam, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Ali Imran, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. Indeed, the deen with Allah is al-Islam. This is the deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has perfected for humanity. This is the deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for humanity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells us in Surah Ma'idah, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. This day I have completed for you your deen. And I have completed for you my favor to you, and I have chosen for you Islam as your deen. This is the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the Sirat al-Mustaqim. This is the deen of al-Islam. The only deen that's acceptable in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Yawm al-Qiyamah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Ali Imran, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. That whoever desires a deen other than al-Islam, it will never be accepted of him, and in the hereafter he will be amongst the losers. Call to the path of your Lord. Make da'wah to the deen of Allah, to the deen of al-Islam, to the Sirat al-Mustaqim, to the path of La ilaha illallah. This is the deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to call to, as He sent all of His prophets and messengers with this message, as we see in the examples of the ayat of Surah Al-A'raf, on the tongues of all of the messengers, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهِ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ. O my people, worship Allah. No God has the right to be worshipped other than Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this the message of all of His prophets and messengers to all of humanity. Rather, for this message, we have been given our life. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the end of Surah Al-Dhariyat, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And I have not created the jinn nor the mankind except to worship me, except to establish La ilaha illallah in our lives. This is the deen that we're calling the people to. The path of our Lord, the Sirat al-Mustaqim, the deen of al-Islam, the shahada of La ilaha illallah. This is what we're calling the people to, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His Quran commands us to call the people to this message of La ilaha illallah. The people were not created except to fulfill this purpose in their life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us our lives for one reason, for the purpose of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the purpose of the establishment of La ilaha illallah. Call to the path of your Lord. Call the people to the shahada of La ilaha illallah with hikmah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to call to this path with hikmah. And the ulama of Islam, they explain that hikmah is the Quran. Hikmah, call the people to this path of your Lord with hikmah, meaning call them to this path with the Quran. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in His book, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, أَلِفْ لَامْ رَا تِلْكَ آيَاتُ الْكِتَابِ الْحَكِيمِ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أَلِفْ لَامْ رَا. This is the book of the Ayat al-Hakim. This is the book of the wise Ayat. As we translate this word of Hikmah as wisdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this book, the Qur'an, it's the book of wisdom. And this is the book that we use to call the people to this deen of al-Islam. And it usually comes to us, how are you going to call the people to this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Islam, the path of your Lord by the Qur'an, and the people disbelieve in the Qur'an? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created the people and He knows them best. أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقَ وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Tabarak, doesn't the one who creates knows best, and He is the Latif al-Khabir? He knows who He created, and He told us to call them to the path of Him by the means of this book of the Qur'an. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Ra'd, with this statement, كَذَلِكَ أَرْسَلْنَاكَ فِي أُمَّةٍ قَدَ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهَا أُمَمٍ لِتَتْلُوَ عَلَيْهِمُ الَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ وَهُمْ يَكْفُرُونَ بِالرَّحْمَنِ قُلْ هُوَ رَبِّي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَإِلَيْهِ مَتَابٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, likewise we have sent you as a messenger to a nation of which nations have preceded it. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have sent you, O Muhammad. Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Abdul Muttalib ibn Hashim ibn Abd Munaf al-Qurashi al-Adnani sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have sent you to a nation of which nations have come before it. This nation that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam he was sent to, it is not the nation of the Arabs. It is the nation of humanity after him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-A'raf, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا. Say, O humanity, indeed I am the messenger of Allah to all of you. Or as Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we have not sent you as a messenger except to al-alameen, except to all of the world. And likewise we have sent you as a messenger to a nation, meaning to humanity, as nations have come before it, so that you may recite to the people what we have revealed to you. So that you may recite to the people what we have revealed to you, meaning this book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Qur'an. And they disbelieve in Ar-Rahman. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, we sent you to the people to recite to them what we have revealed to you, and they disbelieve in Ar-Rahman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware that the people disbelieve in Ar-Rahman. And on top of that, He commands us to call to the path by means of this Qur'an. Say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us to tell the people, say, He is my Lord. No God has the right to be worshipped except Him. I rely on Him, and to Him I repent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us to call the people to this deen by means of the Qur'an. As we see an example of the authentic hadith collected by Imam al-Tirmidhi, on the authority of Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as he says, إِنَّ الْمُشْرِكِينَ قَالُوا لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أُنْسُبْ لَنَا رَبَّكَ فَأَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ. To the end of the surah. Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that the disbelievers, they said to the Messenger of Allah, give us the lineage of your Lord. Tell us from what tribe your Lord Allah is from. Or as it comes in other narrations, that they ask the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are you calling us to? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I'm calling you to Allah. They said, Allah? Was He made out of gold or silver or copper? Or was He made out of wood? What tribe is Allah from that you're calling us to? The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was silent. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was silent and didn't answer this question. And it was oftentimes that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was asked, he was silent, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah An-Najm, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ.
He does not speak on his own desires. He only speaks from revelation revealed to him. When the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was questioned, he didn't speak on his desires, but he waited from the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how much more right do we have to wait from the revelation of our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala when we have to answer the questions of the people? The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam waited until Allah revealed, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدُ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. And everyone knows the meaning of this surah, Surah Al-Ikhlas, that explains the beautiful attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say, Allah is one. Allah is a samad. A samad means everything and everyone depends on Allah. He begets not, nor is he begotten, and none is comparable to him. And none is like him, or as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Shura, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. Nothing is like unto him, and he is a السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. So here the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes who we are calling to by means of this book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Qur'an. Don't be ashamed to read the book of Allah, the Qur'an, to the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands you in the Qur'an to give da'wah to the path of your Lord by hikmah, meaning by the Qur'an. Recite the Qur'an to the people so that they can believe in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't be afraid that the people disbelieve in the book. They disbelieve in it because they haven't heard it. They disbelieve in the Qur'an because they haven't heard it. Recite the Qur'an to the people so that they can believe in the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or that they can disbelieve in it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells us early in Surah Al-Baqarah, يَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا. Excuse me. وَيُضِلُّ بِهِ let me just check this ayah. Escaping my mind right now, inshallah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, and this is in ayah number 26, and it was escaping my mind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, يُضِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا. And Allah leads many astray by it, meaning by this Qur'an. And he guides many people by it, meaning by this Qur'an. You're either going to be guided or led astray by the recitation of the Qur'an. Call to the path of your Lord bil-hikmah by the Qur'an. If the people believe in it, alhamdulillah, many people will be guided by this book. And if they disbelieve in it and if they go astray, then many people will go astray by the recitation of this book. Call to the path of your Lord bil-hikmah by the Qur'an. Or by sunnah. As some of the people give the explanation of this word hikmah as sunnah. As that we see in many ayat in the Qur'an where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he says in the likes of this ayah from Surah Al-Baqarah, وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمْ مَا لَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْلَمُونَ. As Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, and he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he teaches you the kitab and the hikmah. Meaning the Qur'an as the kitab and the hikmah, meaning the sunnah. And he teaches you that which you didn't know. So here, as many of the ulama of Islam, they explain hikmah to be the sunnah. Call the people to the path of your Lord bil-hikmah, meaning by the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Don't be afraid to mention the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Call the people to the path of your Lord bil-hikmah, meaning with the guidance from the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we're aware of the hadith of al-Bukhari and Muslim where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Abdullah ibn Abbas said, that he, alayhi salatu wa sallam, sent Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu to Yemen. And he said, فَلْيَكُنْ أَوَّلُ مَا إِنَّكَ تَقْدُمُ عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ فَلْيَكُنْ أَوَّلُ مَا تَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَيْهِ شَهَادَةِ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. To the end of this authentic hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he told Mu'adh, indeed you will be approaching Ahlul Kitab. You will be approaching the people of the book, the Jews and the Christians. So be sure to make the first thing you call them to the shahada of La ilaha illallah. called to the path of your Lord bil hikmah, meaning the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or call them to the path of your Lord bil hikmah, by wisdom. By wisdom. Call the people to the path of your Lord with wisdom. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ يُؤْتِي الْحِكْمَةَ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَمَنْ يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةَ فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, and Allah is wasi'un alim. He gives hikmah. He gives wisdom to whoever He pleases. And whoever Allah gives wisdom to, then He has given a whole lot of good. Call to the path of your Lord with hikmah, with wisdom, and beautiful exhortation. Beautiful exhortation is to invite the people to the paradise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for the believers. Invite the people to Jannah. This is beautiful exhortation. This is good teachings and preaching to call the people to paradise, to call the people to a reward that's everlasting, and to warn them from a punishment that's everlasting. Warn the people from the hellfire. This is beautiful exhortation. Invite them to Jannah and warn them from the hellfire. This is beautiful preaching. Don't be lopsided in your da'wah. Don't just call them to the good side. Warn them from the punishment. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in Surah Al-Baqarah, كَانَ النَّاسُ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا فَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ النَّبِيِّينَ مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ. To the end of this ayah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the people were one ummah. Meaning all of the people were on tawheed of la ilaha illallah, and so the people deviated. And then Allah sent prophets as mubashirin wa mundirin, as givers of glad tidings and as warners. As givers of glad tidings that if you believe in this message and you submit to this message and you obey Allah and the messengers of Allah alayhi salatu wa salam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would reward you with paradise. And as warners, to warn the people, I'm warning you that the day of judgment is soon. Believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before a day comes when it'll be too late to believe. This is beautiful exhortation that you call them to Jannah on one hand and you warn them from the fire on the other hand, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us in Surah An-Nisa, تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ يُدَخِلْهُ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَهُ يُدَخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. Allah says these are the boundaries set by Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He laid this whole thing out to humanity. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. These are the boundaries set by Allah. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, then we will enter him into gardens underneath which rivers flow, abiding there forever, and that is the greatest achievement. This is what we give the people of glad tidings of the greatest achievement. And whoever disobeys Allah and His Messenger and transgresses the bounds, we will enter him into the fire, abiding therein forever, and that is the most humiliating punishment. This beautiful preachings and teachings that we call the people to is by giving them glad tidings on one hand and by warning them on the other hand. Don't be too nice on one hand and forget warning the people. And don't warn the people too much on one hand and forget to remind them of the glad tidings. Give them beautiful exhortations. Tell them, akhi, if you believe in your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if you follow the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will be rewarded with Jannah. Recite the ayat in the Quran describing what is in Jannah for the believers. Everything that they could ever imagine will be theirs forever for belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tell them, however, if you don't believe. And if you continue to disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah has prepared a painful chastisement for you. And recite to them the ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the punishment in the fire. this is beautiful exhortation. Jannah and the fire. Call to the path of your Lord with hikmah and beautiful exhortation and debate with them in the finest manner. Meaning be easy and gentle and soft and compassionate to them when you call them. As we see in other authentic hadith that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he sent Mu'adh out to Yemen, I think it was, and Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Bashira wa la tunaffira, wa yassira wa la tu'assira, wa tatawa'a wa la takhtalifa, or kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa la alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam in this authentic hadith. He says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I want you to be inviting and don't chase them away. I want you to be easy and don't be hard. I want you to agree and not to differ. Here the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us how to debate in the finest manner. To be easy with the people. To be easy with the people, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives us an example in His Quran in Surah Taha.
Forgetting this ayah. Brothers, pardon me, inshallah, it's just escaping me right now, this ayah from Surah Taha. Let me see if I can see another ayah, inshallah. I was forgetting this ayah, of which the meaning is, and I don't know if anybody knows exactly where this ayah is in Surah Taha. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and maybe everyone can remember this meaning. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sent Pharaoh, He sent Musa, and Harun to Pharaoh. And Pharaoh is the one who said, Ana Rabbukumul A'la. He said, I am your Lord, the Most High. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He taught Musa and them, Tuqula lahu qawlan layyina. And I forgot the rest of this ayah. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, and I want you two to say to Pharaoh, I want you to say to him, with a gentle, easy speech. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sent His Prophet and Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam to the biggest criminal on earth, Pharaoh. And He told His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you found that ayah? What number is that ayah? Jazakallahu khayran. Jazakallahu khayran. You said 24?
No,
that's not the ayah. I thought that this was it too originally. At any rate, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sent His messengers alayhi salatu wasalam to the biggest sinner on earth, Pharaoh, and told them to have an easy, gentle speech with them. And this is debating with them in the finest manner, meaning to be easy with them, to be gentle with them, to be compassionate with them, to be soft with them. This is the way that you call to the path of your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala by being inviting. Inviting the people, not chasing the people away from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Being easy with the people and not being difficult with the people. And as one of our ulama says, Imam al-Zahabi rahimahullah, he says, just remember yourself yesterday and where you used to be. And keep that in mind when you call the people to the deen of al-Islam. And what advice could be better for us? And this is one of the scholars of Islam. One of the scholars of Islam, Imam al-Zahabi rahimahullah. And he's advising for himself to take it easy on the people because of what he used to be yesterday. Then how much should we say about ourselves when we were living a life of kufr yesterday? And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with His infinite mercy guided us to the deen of al-Islam. Call to the path of your Lord bil hikmah and beautiful exhortation and debate with them in the finest manner. Indeed, your Lord knows best who has gone astray from His path
and He knows best who is guided. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
you found this ayah? One up. That's it? InshaAllah, this time will be for short before we continue. Yeah, jazakallahu khairan.
Well, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, اِذْهَبَا إِلَىٰ فِرْعَوْنَ إِنَّهُ طَغَى فَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ أَوْ يَخْشَى.
Jazakallahu khairan. Well, Allah says, both of you go to
Fir'aun, he has transgressed the bounds, and say to him, with a gentle speech, perhaps he might be mindful, and perhaps he might fear his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues in this ayah, saying Allah knows who's guided and who strayed from his path, and he knows best who is guided. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after he commands you to call to the path of him subhanahu wa ta'ala, the siratul mustaqim, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after he taught us to use beautiful exhortation and to debate with the people in the finest manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us, after you did your job, don't worry about the results. It's not in your hand to guide the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides the people. It's only on you to bring the message, and it's on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to handle it after that. As Allah says in many of the ayah, فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْكَ الْبَلَاغُ وَعَلَيْنَا الْحِسَابُ. It is only on you to deliver the message, and it's on us to hold the people accountable. إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Indeed, you don't guide who you love, but Allah guides whoever He pleases. After you did your job of calling the people to this deen of al-Islam, don't worry if they accept this message or not. It's not on you to worry if they accept this message or not. It's on you to call to this message. If they accept it, alhamdulillah, it will benefit them. And if they don't accept it, it's only to their own loss and not to the loss of us, alhamdulillah. And this is a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should be saying, alhamdulillah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not hold us accountable for the people accepting the message. Imagine every time you call somebody to Islam, if they didn't accept Islam, Allah punish you. We wouldn't even call to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why would you chance getting punished for calling to Allah's path if you knew that they wouldn't accept you? As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was the first one who was saddened because the people didn't accept Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comforted him and comforts the believers by teaching us that it's not in our hands the guidance of the people. لَعَلَّكَ بَاحِعُ نَفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ. Perhaps you will kill yourself out of grief and out of sadness and sorrow that they won't become believers. أَفَأَنْتَ تُكْرِهُ النَّاسَ حَتَّى يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ. As Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Yunus, are you the one to force the people until they become believers? Nobody's going to force anybody to become a believer. We're going to call to the path of our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala with hikmah and beautiful exhortations and preachings. And we're going to debate in the finest manner. And we're going to know that Allah knows best who will stray from His path, and He knows best who is guided. This is just a brief look at this ayat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us in His Quran. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us in iman with the recitation of the Quran. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us in our understanding of the Quran with the recitation of the Quran. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us and to give us the success of practicing what we understand of the Quran. This is what we wanted to present. And if there was any good, then it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if there was any wrong, then it's from me. Wa astaghfirullah wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka la nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. I don't know if there were any questions or any comments related to this ayah. And if there are, inshallah ta'ala, we can use the remaining time to entertain some of the questions or comments around the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, call to the path of your Lord with hikmah and beautiful teachings, and debate and argue with the people in the finest manner. Indeed, your Lord knows best who has strayed from His path, and He knows best who is guided.
I don't know how you usually handle the questions, if the people just raise their hands or if the people... Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We would like, inshallah, if the questions are related to the topic, firstly, and then after that, inshallah, if there's something else, then we could continue to it, inshallah. Yes, sahih. That's at the end of it. That's 116. It's at the end of it, inshallah, amongst the last three ayats of that surah. 126, yes. Jazakallah khairan. It's 126? It's 126? 125. Okay. Inshallah, alhamdulillah. Allah ibarak fi. Yes, akhi. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah ibarak fi. Jazakallah khairan. Can the brother hold this question and I can comment on the brother's statement, inshallah ta'ala. Firstly, I want to advise the brother and myself, inshallah, that when we came into the room and we gave the salam and everyone replied with the salam, then know that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us when we enter into the gathering, we give the salam. And when we leave the gathering, we give the salam. And the first salam has no more right than the second salam. And it's sufficient for us to give the salams when we enter and when we leave. And we don't have to give the salams every time we speak. As the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam taught us the etiquette of the salam. Next to the point of the brother, as he said, even the Muslims need da'wah. Call to the path of your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the Muslims give da'wah. And when I hear this statement of the brother, it reminds me of the ayah in Surah An-Nisa. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقَ الرَّسُولِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَىٰ وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّىٰ وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمْ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, whoever opposes the messenger after clear guidance has come to him and follows a path other than the path of the believers, then we will turn into that which he has turned himself to, and we will enter him into the fire over the evil abode. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah, and let's reflect on it inshaAllah, he could have said, whoever opposes the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after clear guidance has come to him, we turn him to that which he has turned himself to and enter him into Jahannam over the evil abode, and it would have been sufficient for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to say this. But Allah said, and follow the path other than the path of the believers. Here, inshallah, we want to take a moment to explain that this path of the believers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to, he's not referring to the path of the fornicating and adulterer believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala isn't referring to the sinners from amongst the believers, the liars, the cheaters, the gamblers, those who are on riba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala isn't referring to every believer, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to the better believers. And this only shows us here that the Muslims are on different levels. The Muslims are on different levels. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to follow the better believers or the believers on the best level. As he said, and follows a path other than the path of the believers. Who are those believers that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that if we follow a path other than them, that he turn us to what we turn ourselves to and enter us into Jahannam over the evil abode? Who are those believers other than the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Are we not aware of the hadith of al-Bukhari and Muslim, where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, خَيْرُ النَّاسِ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. Where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the best of humanity is my generation. And then the generation that followed them, then the generation that followed them. Here the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is mentioning the finest generations
the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam, their path, the way those believers practiced the Quran and the Sunnah, the way those first believers understood the Quran and the Sunnah, this is the way of all of the Muslims to follow. This is the way of all of the Muslims to follow, as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the authentic hadith, سَتَفْتَرِقُ أُمَّتِي عَلَى ثَلَاثٍ وَسَبْعِينَ فِرْقَةٍ كُلُّهَا فِي النَّارِ إِلَّا وَاحِدَةٍ قِيلَ مَا الْوَاحِدَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ قَالْ مَا أَنَا عَلَيْهِ الْيَوْمِ وَأَصْحَابِي. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, my ummah will be divided, to show that this is the path of the believers. And that when the Muslims are divided into different groups, when the Muslims are divided into different sects, that all of them are astray and in the fire except one, they are the ones that are upon what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was upon and his companions. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in the hadith of Abu Dawood and At-Tirmidhi is authentic, وَمَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ فَسَيَرَى اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ شَدِيدًا فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِّينَ مِنْ بَعْدِي عَضُّوا عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِذِ وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَمُحْدَثَاتِ الْأُمُورِ فَإِنَّ كُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, whoever from amongst you live will see many differences of an opinion. Or in other narrations, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, severe differencing of an opinion. So I advise you, meaning when you see this time, and this is the time that we see, unfortunately, where the Muslims are divided, and the Muslims have differed, and the differences are so severe that the Muslims are killing each other and fighting each other over these differences. I advise you to hold on to my sunnah and the sunnah of my rightly guided khalifas. And the ulama, they explain that all of the companions of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam are the rightly guided khalifas. Hold on to it firmly and be aware of the newly invented matters, as every bid'ah is a strain. Here we see that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is calling us that even the Muslims will need da'wah. Why? The Muslims are going to break off into groups. And the Muslims are going to stray from the path that is correct. And the correct path that will be left for the Muslims is the path of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. The path of those first early generations, that it's very important for the Muslims to practice this Quran and the Sunnah, to understand this Quran and the Sunnah the way that it was already practiced. Haven't we read where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this day I've perfected for you your deen and completed my favor to you and have chosen for you al-Islam as your deen. Aren't we aware that Imam Malik rahimahullah, he said, after he quoted this ayah, فَمَا لَمْ يَكُنْ يَوْمَ إِذٍ دِينًا فَلَا يَكُونُ الْيَوْمَ دِينًا. That what was not deen then, meaning when Allah rebuilt this ayah, then it is not deen, Islam and his companions. The path of those first early generations, that it's very important for the Muslims to practice this Quran and the Sunnah, to understand this Quran and the Sunnah the way that it was already practiced. Haven't we read where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this day I've perfected for you your deen and completed my favor to you and have chosen for you al-Islam as your deen. Aren't we aware that Imam Malik rahimahullah, he said, after he quoted this ayah, فَمَا لَمْ يَكُنْ يَوْمَ إِذٍ دِينًا فَلَا يَكُونُ الْيَوْمَ دِينًا. That what was not deen then, meaning when Allah rebuilt this ayah, then it is not deen today. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah, and with the explanation of Imam Malik rahimahullah, we see that the Muslims who hold fast to what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions held to, they are the group that is correct and of the truth, and they are the ones to give da'wah to the rest of the Muslims. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, in the authentic hadith of al-Bukhari and Muslim, لَا تَزَالُ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي ظَاهِرِينَ عَلَى الْحَقِّ
لا يضرهم من خالف من خالفهم ولا من خذلهم حتى يأتي أمر الله وهم على ذلك. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, there will never cease to be a group from my ummah who are apparent, who are open and victorious, as it comes in one of the other narrations, Mansurin, open and victorious, clear and apparent for the rest of the Muslims to see. They are on the truth, and those who oppose them and those who abandon them can't harm them until the commandment of Allah is established and they are on that. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shows us that there will always be a group of Muslims on the truth. And those Muslims are the ones who are going to give da'wah to the other Muslims who have deviated from this straight path. And this only shows that the brother is giving, was hinting at, or was reminding us that even the Muslims are to be given da'wah. Yes, we call the disbelievers to Islam, but in these last days when we see that the Muslims have invented into this deen of Islam that which has no place in this deen of Islam, we see it necessary for those Muslims who are on the truth, those who are on the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who are following the way of their righteous predecessors, they are the ones to give the da'wah to the rest of the Muslims. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He spoke of this in His Quran in Surah 2, At-Tawbah, where He says, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. And for the first foremost pioneers, and for the first foremost pioneers, the vanguard, from amongst the Muhajireen and the Ansar. The Muhajireen, those who made Hijra, migration with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Mecca to Al-Madinah. From amongst the Muhajireen and the Ansar. The Ansar, the believers of Al-Madinah, that accepted those who made Hijra from Mecca to Al-Madinah. The first foremost pioneers from amongst the Muhajireen and the Ansar, and those that follow them bi ihsan, those that follow that vanguard, those pioneers, those Muhajireen and those Ansar, those who follow them with their practice and their understanding of the Quran and the Sunnah, Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Him. And He has prepared for them Jannat, gardens underneath which rivers flow, abiding there and forever, and that is the greatest achievement. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He shows us that those Muslims who are upon the truth, those Muslims who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with, that victorious group on the truth, the ones to give da'wah to the rest of the Muslims, they are the ones who follow the Muhajireen and the Ansar, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in their practice of the Quran and the Sunnah. These are the Muslims to give da'wah to the rest of the Muslims. This deen was not invented today when we accepted it. This deen has been around for 1400 years. People were practicing the Quran and the Sunnah before you were born. Is somebody in this room going to stand up and say that I'm the first one to practice Quran and the Sunnah? This Quran and the Sunnah was practiced years before you were born. And the only way you're going to do this deen right is to practice it the way that the people who came before you practiced it. So we're calling the Muslims who follow the Quran and the Sunnah on the way of the right, the guidance of the rightly guided predecessors, that they call the rest of the Muslims to leave off the sins. That they call the Muslims back to following the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That they warn the Muslims from inventing into Islam that which is not from Islam. So it's very mindful that we also understand when we call to the path of this Lord, to our Lord, that we're also calling some of the Muslims. Akhi, stop that lying. Stop that cheating. Stop that fornicating. Stop that stealing. Repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stop practicing that bid'ah. Stop inventing those deviant understandings to the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Come back to the truth, the way that it was practiced by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Yes, akhi, there was a brother at the back.
Assalamu alaikum.
My question was dealing with the phrase when they say that Allah guides whom He pleases.
Yes.
And He leads to stray whom He pleases.
Yes.
Would it be proper to say leads to stray or leads to stray?
Leads astray. Leads astray. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides and He leads astray. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-hakim. He is the wise. He's the wise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the wise, and He does whatever He wants to. Trying to think of this ayah. At any rate, the English translation is the same. He will not be asked, referring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will not be asked about what He did, but you will be asked about what you do. He will not be asked about what He did, but you will be asked about what you do. We don't ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we don't question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about what He does. He says in His Quran, He leads astray whoever He wills, and He guides whoever He wills. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says to make it clearer, inshaAllah ta'ala, for the brother, as He says in the surah of Saf, فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ. And when they strayed, Allah increased them in going astray. And when they strayed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increased them in going astray. We don't know who should be led astray and who should be guided. And sometimes we feel the brother is such a good brother, he should accept this deed. Or so and so is so bad, I can't imagine him accepting this deed. This isn't in our hands, it's in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He is the one who guides, and He is the one who leads astray. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
I got a second question.
Yes.
It's also dealing with the phrase when they say Allah makes Muslims. Would it matter if a brother gave da'wah to this person or not? If it's his fate to be Muslim or not believer, it wouldn't matter if you gave the da'wah, because if Allah makes Muslim, then inshallah it would happen in time.
This is similar to the question that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked when he told the people one day he came out of his house, and the authentic hadith of the Bukhari al-Muslim. And he said, everybody's seat in Jannah has already been prepared for them, and everybody's seat in the hellfire has already been prepared. They say, Ya Rasulullah, so why should anybody do something if it's already been decided? And here the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was teaching them what we know to be al-qadr, or the divine decree or predestination, that Allah has decreed everything. And they were saying, if everything is decreed, what difference does it make what we do? What has already been decreed will take place. And the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he answered this question with his statement, اعملوا فكل ميسر لما خلق له. The Messenger of Allah sallam says, I command you to work, and it will be made easy for everyone to do what has been decreed for him. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, He's teaching us to do, to work. Everything has been decreed, what's going to take place. But the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to do the work. If you're going to be from amongst the people of Jannah, then you're going to be doing the work from amongst the people of Jannah. And if you're going to be from amongst the people of the hellfire, then you're going to do the deeds from amongst the people of the hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded you to call the people. As we read in this ayah, I command you to call to the path of your Lord. وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ahzab, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ. And it is not befitting or proper for the believing man or the believing woman, once Allah and His Messenger has decided in an affair, that you have a choice in the affair. Allah commands you to give the da'wah, give the da'wah. Let's not philosophize our deen by saying, it's already been decreed. Yeah, it's already been decreed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala added on top of it, you don't guide who you love.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that the guidance is in his hands. But on top of that, he commanded us to give the message, and we do what we are commanded, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said in his Quran about the believers. وَسَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا سُبْحَانَكَ غُفْرَانَكَ وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرُ. We hear and we obey, and we seek your forgiveness, and to you is our return. So this is the statement of the believers. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls them to do something, they just say, we hear and obey. Allah calls us to give the da'wah, we answer the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah does best. Yes.
This is from an ayah right here, from Ali Imran. Ayat 110. I'm pretty sure you're familiar with it. But it's a hadith of it.
No, you have to. I don't memorize the ayahs by their numbers. Just give me a little.
Says you are true believers in Islamic monotheism. You are the best of God for mankind.
Yes.
Alright. It's a hadith given in Al-Bukhari.
Yes.
Volume 6, hadith 80. And the hadith says as follows. Narrated Abu Huraira, radiallahu anhu, you are true believers in Islam and monotheism, and real followers of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his sunnah, are the best of peoples ever raised up for mankind. Means the best for the people as you bring them with change on their necks till they embrace Islam, and thereby save them from the eternal punishment of the hellfire, and make them enter the paradise in the hereafter. Can you enlighten us, if you have any tats here or any information about this particular hadith here? What is meant by this?
I don't know if I can say any more, that if we look at this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. You are the best nation raised up for humanity. And then Allah explains why. You enjoin what is right, you forbid what is wrong, and you believe in Allah. And the Shaykh Mursal Khan is only mentioning this hadith in connection to it to show you are the best nation raised up for humanity, because you have what the rest of humanity needs, this message of this deen of Al-Islam. And that the people all are in need of this message, because for this purpose they were created, and you are the only people with this message. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, but this is what comes from the ayah, and the Shaykh is only trying to mention this hadith to show the importance of calling the people to the message that you are the only people who have, and this is the message of La ilaha illallah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that. Yes.
Subhanallah for that beautiful dawah that you gave.
Allah ibarak fi ya akhi, jazakallah.
You spoke for the surah to Nahab, right? And I have a two part question. The first, you asked like the, you know, the first part for me, but we just want to make sure that it, you know. You said, I command you to call to the path of your Lord, right? Does that mean the unbelievers as well as the Muslims who have gone astray from the path? And the second question is, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, let there be a party, does that mean two or more given the da'wah?
Yes. As far as the first question, call to the path of your Lord, does it mean the disbelievers and the believers? Yes, it means the disbelievers and the believers as it has already come. The disbelievers, nobody has any doubt that this da'wah of Islam, we're going to call to it with the disbelievers. With the believers, this da'wah, calling the believers, is going to take shape in this form, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, in the hadith of Imam Muslim, he says, I'm forgetting this hadith. SubhanAllah. man, maybe if somebody says the first sentence, maybe I can remember, inshallah. Whoever sees a wrong, change it with his hand. The faculty. مَنْ مِنْكُمْ يَرَى مُنْكَرًا فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ بِيَدِهِ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِلِسَانِ وَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِقَلْبِ وَذَلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ. Whereas the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever from amongst you sees a wrong, then let him change it with his hands. And if he's unable, then with his tongue. And if he's unable, then let him hate it in his heart, and that's the weakest part of faith. We know that this hadith was narrated by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he narrated it when the Khalifa of the Muslims on the day of Eid stood up to give the khutbah before the salat. And we know on Eid, the salat is before the khutbah. When the Imam, the Khalifa of the Muslims, got up to deliver the khutbah, one of the people in the audience snatched the Khalifa down. You ain't giving no khutbah here, so you lead the salat. You can imagine the security of the Khalifa when they got on this brother. When the security team jumped on him, Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu stood up and said, leave that man alone, because he's done what he commanded, was commanded to do. إني سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من منكم يرى منكرا فليغيره بيده. Where's the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said? He said, leave that man alone. He did what he was supposed to do. Indeed, I heard the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم says, whoever sees a wrong, change it with his hand. So we see that the Messenger of Allah عليه الصلاة والسلام in this hadith is showing us, even amongst the Muslims, you're going to call to what's right. Because the Muslim's going to do some wrong, and you're going to stop it with your hand when you're able to. And if you're not, with your tongue, and if you're not, to hate it in your heart, and that's the weakest part of faith. This is on one hand in calling the Muslims to, or giving da'wah to the Muslims, meaning by preventing them from doing what's wrong and calling them to doing what's right, as the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam says in the other hadith of Imam Muslim, Inna ad-deen an-nasiha, قُلْنَا لِمَنْ قَالَ لِلَّهِ وَلِكِتَابِهِ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِأَئِمَّةِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَعَامَّتِهِمْ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this deen is nasiha three times. And they said, to who? And he said, to Allah, to His book, to the Messenger, to the Imams of the Muslims, and to the common folk. So here the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this deen is nasiha, that you advise the Muslims sincerely. Meaning you call the Muslims back to this deen of Al-Islam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. This is the first question. The second question, just remind me again.
Let there be a group from amongst you.
Of course, this means let there always be some of the Muslims calling to the truth. This is a commandment that there must always be from amongst the Muslims, those who will call to the truth. And the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam already explained that there will never cease to be this group of people on the truth calling to it. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Yes, akhi.
My question is pertaining to a lot of brothers here, older brothers here. We have teenage sons still out there in the dunya, just running wild and stuff like that. And you know, as far as giving them dawah, you know, most teenagers out there, most of us, we wasn't Muslims before we came here, you know. And alhamdulillah, Allah has guided us to the right path. What kind of steps should we take in, you know, trying to deal with the situation as far as giving our sons the da'wah?
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Let's take the advice that we began with. Call to the path of your Lord bil hikmah, meaning with the Quran. وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِظُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ إن الشرك لظلم عظيم. To the end of these ayat, for an example, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Luqman, and when Luqman said to his son, while he was advising him, or while he was lecturing him, or while he was preaching to him, oh my little boy, don't commit shirk in Allah. Indeed, shirk in Allah is the greatest sin. First thing, we're going to call them, as we take this example, to call them away from the shirk. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, لَقَدَ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةِ رَسُولًا أَنِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهِ وَجَتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتِ. And we have sent to every nation a messenger proclaiming, worship Allah and stay away from the ta'ud. وَعَبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. Worship Allah and don't commit any shirk in Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. Indeed, Allah would not forgive that you commit shirk, but He would forgive anything less than that to whoever He pleases. To call our children to this deen by calling them to the statement of La ilaha illallah, that none has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. Telling them to establish this tawheed. Telling them to establish the tawheed. Telling them to stay away from the shirk. This is the first thing that we call the people to. To this message of La ilaha illallah and to stay away from the shirk. Or as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the ayah that I mentioned from Surah An-Nisa, وَعَبُدُ اللَّهِ وَلَا تُشْرِكُ بِي شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And to your parents kindness. And give kindness to your parents. And we see the same thing in the story of Luqman, where he's advising his son, starting off with this message and then giving them the other message of being kind to your parents, staying away from being arrogant and rejecting the truth and so on, as we see in these ayat from Surah Luqman as a start. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best.
Man, just trying to go back to the hadith that the brother was speaking about the changing the munkar with your hands.
Yes.
I'm trying to, in my mind, trying to figure out the extent of that hadith, especially the first part of changing the munkar with your hands. Now let me explain what I mean by that. Does that mean that the Muslims should establish some sort of crusade and be... I mean, you know, I think it's...
We'll make it clear, inshallah.
All right.
I hope you don't feel offended if I use yourself as the example. Inshallah, you're only about my build. Some of the brothers might be a lot bigger. And some of the bigger brothers might have a little something with them of arrogance, which is rejection of the truth. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-kibru batarul haq wa ghamtun nas. That arrogance is rejection of the truth and looking down on the people. Somebody, his muscle might be bigger and he might be a little stronger than you. And then when you call him to the truth, you know he's going to want to fight. If he want to fight, then when you snatch them cigarettes out of his hand, for example, give me them cigarettes. Crush them. The Prophet ﷺ told me when I see a wrong, change it with my hand. Stop that smoking, akhi. If you feel that he's going to get arrogant on you and fight you and you feel you can't handle the fight with them, then you admonish him. Akhi, really, you should throw those cigarettes in the garbage. You should repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has blessed you by guiding you to this deen of al-Islam. He favored you over His creation when many people have gone astray. Leave off that munkar, ya akhi. Repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do what's right. If you can't, change it with your hand. Sometimes, he might don't even like you to tell him, change it with your hands. Maybe because of his position of leadership or whatever. That somebody might come to a person in the position of the imam. You tell the imam, fear Allah. What in the world are you doing on the minbar talking about such and such? Not being real disrespectful to the imam, but in the way that you present it to him. And you know that the imam, he might get a little uptight. If that's the case, then okay, you hate it in your heart. So the people have to be wise in practicing the hadith of the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam. He sees if he can change it with his hand, he changes it. Then he sees that if I get involved physically with this, it might go a little farther, too far. All right, he speaks. Sometimes even a speech to tell the people to stay away from something, it might start a fight. I'm tired of you, so-and-so, cursing, whatever. Would you think you're telling me what to do? Man, you ain't my father, or this or that. Or whatever, and then something might break out. If somebody fears that it might go this far, then you just feel sorry for the brother, that he wants to fight a Muslim because the Muslim's calling him to Jannah and calling him away from the fire. Then you hate it in your heart. And in some of the narrations, there's no iman after that. So no, the Muslims aren't going on a crusade, get the strongest brothers, let's go down here and see what's up, the brother's doing something, all right, the brother right there, you know, like that. But the Muslims are to enjoy what is right and forbid what is wrong, but if they have the ability to change it, change it, and then to be wise enough to see that if it looks like it's going to be a bigger fitna and harm to the Muslims, then they change it by speaking against it. And even if it looks like it's going to be something with that, then just to hate it in your heart. So that people have to be wise to look at every circumstance and to give every situation its proper right. And this is what his wisdom means, putting everything in its proper place. With this brother, you might change it with your hand. With that brother, you might change it with your tongue. With that brother, you might just hate it in your heart, but never let it get any farther than that. Never let it go any farther than hating it in your heart. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to soften up all of our hearts and to make us submit to the truth when the people come to call us to it. Ameen. And Allah knows best. Yes, Akhi.
Yeah, in Surah 3, Ayat 85, it says, and whoever seeks a religion other than Islam, it will never be accepted of him. And in the hereafter, he will be amongst the losers.
Yes.
So, like you got brothers who might, you might say something to them like, you know, they might say, well, my grandmother went to church every Sunday, and, you know, and you say, well, regardless, you know, she would still go to the hellfire. That be correct?
Let's take a look at this issue causes some discussion. And we want to be in a frame of mind for this discussion before we get into it, inshallah ta'ala, so we can make it clear. Allah in Surah An-Nisa, he says, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجِدُوا فِيهِ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. Don't the people reflect on the Qur'an? If it was from other than Allah, you'd have found many differences in it. This Qur'an, there's no contradiction in it, is it? The Qur'an is clear. And if Allah makes a statement in the Qur'an, it's the truth, and there's no ayat in the Qur'an to oppose any other ayat. So when Allah makes a statement, the statement is the truth. And no ayat in the Qur'an opposes any other ayat in the Qur'an. And every other ayat in the Qur'an is going to be understood in light of every other ayat in the Qur'an. As Allah tells us, the problem of the people who came before us. أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. Do you believe in some of the Qur'an and disbelieve in others? We believe in all of the Qur'an. And there's no difference of an opinion with any of the Muslims that we believe in all of the Qur'an and we accept all of the Qur'an. Sometimes the problem comes with this ayat that you quoted and then this other ayat in Surah Al-Baqarah. والله says إن الذين آمنوا والذين هادوا والنصارى والصابئين من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وعمل صالحا فلهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. والله says indeed those who believe, ayah number 62, indeed those who believe and those who are Jews and Christians and Sabians, whoever believes in Allah and the last day and works righteous deeds, for them is their reward with their Lord. And no khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun, and nor will they have any fear or grief. Some people understand, see, this shows that the Christians are going to get their reward with Allah. If we say, okay, this shows the Christians are going to get their reward with Allah, and then we see the other ayat that says whoever accepts a religion other than Islam will never be accepted of them, how are we going to believe in both of those ayats at the same time when it seems like if you believe in this one, you can't believe in that one? Let's make the picture a little clearer as we take a look at Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter number 5, verses 82 on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we'll just try to get down to the part inshaAllah, وَلَتَجِدَنَّ أَقْرَبَهُمْ مَوَدَّةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّا نَصَارَى ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ مِنْهُمْ قِسِّيسِينَ وَرُهْبَانًا وَأَنَّهُمْ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَى أَعْيُنُهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ مِمَّا عَرَفُوا مِنَ الْحَقِّ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا فَاكْتُبْنَا مَعَ الشَّاهِدِينَ وَمَا لَنَا لَا نُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَمَا جَاءَنَا مِنَ الْحَقِّ
ونطمع أن يدخلنا ربنا مع القوم الصالحين to the end of these ayah. And you will find the people most closest in love to those who believe. Those who believe are the Muslims. Are those who say we are Christians. That is because they have amongst them priests and monks, and they are not arrogant. When they hear, and this is important to know about who are those Christians. When they hear that which was revealed to the Messenger, the Prophet ﷺ, their eyes overflow with tears. Because of what they recognize from the truth, they say, our Lord, we have believed, write us down with those who bear witness. Write us down with those who bear witness to La ilaha illallah. And what is wrong with us that we don't believe in Allah and the truth that has come to us? And we desire to be entered into Jannah by our Lord with those people who are righteous. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He shows and He makes a point clear to us if we reflect on these ayahs. Those Jews and those Christians and those Sabians, they are the Jews and the Christians and the Sabians before the coming of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who actually believed in Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam. Those who believed in Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and the scriptures of the Injil and the Torah. Those Jews and Christians and Sabians, they'll get their reward. After the coming of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Jews and the Christians are going to be looked at in another light. As we have to believe in all of the Quran and not some of it. They're going to be looked in the light of, and when they hear that which was given to the Messenger, their eyes overflow with tears. As if we're not aware of the story of the great African king, An-Najashi. When he was called to this deen of al-Islam, his beard was soaking wet with his tears because he recognized the truth. And he said, I wish I wasn't so busy with running my kingdom here in Ethiopia so that I can go and carry the shoes of the last prophet and messenger to humanity, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those Jews and Christians after the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, we're going to know if they are going to get their reward after the presentation of Islam. When Islam has been presented to these Christians and Jews, if they believe, they will get their reward with their Lord. If they believe in Islam when it comes to them, they will get their reward with their Lord. Those Christians and Jews after the Prophet ﷺ. If they disbelieve after the Prophet ﷺ, whoever desires a religion other than Islam will never be accepted of him, and in the hereafter he will be amongst the losers. And the Prophet ﷺ made this point very clear in the hadith of Imam Muslim, where he says, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ لَا يَسْمَعُ بِي أَحَدٌ مِّنْ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ يَهُودِيٌ وَلَا نَصْرَانِي ثُمَّ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِمَا جِئْتُ بِي إِلَّا كَانَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this authentic hadith of Imam Muslim, he says, I swear by the one whom Muhammad's soul is in his hand, that no one will listen to me who comes after me, whether he's a Jew and a Christian, and then does not believe in what has come to me, except that he will be from amongst the companions of the fire. That good Christian lady, she will get her reward if she accepts the truth when it comes to her. Because what was given to Isa, it was given to Musa, and it was given to Dawood, and it was given to Ibrahim, and it was given to all of the prophets and messengers of humanity. Ya qawmi abudu Allah, ma lakum min ilahin ghayru. O my people, worship Allah. No God has the right to be worshipped other than you. If they believe in Islam, then she will be rewarded after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if she doesn't, then she wasn't a real believer in the first place. And this is what the Christians have against the Jews. If you ask the Christians what's their complaint with the Jews, they didn't accept Jesus when he came. That's why they don't believe. We tell the Christians, this is why you don't believe. Because when the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, you disbelieved in him. And you fell into the same thing that the Jews fell into before you. And you have to follow the path of Al-Islam, belief in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Isa ibn Maryam, and Musa and Ibrahim and Ismail and Yaqub and the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you're going to be amongst the true believers. So any Christian and Jew right now, if you want to find out if he's amongst those Christians and Jews that will be rewarded, give him the test of ayat number 84 in Surah Al-Ma'idah. Recite to him the Qur'an and see if he's a real believer from amongst the Christians. The only way you know if the Christians and the Jews are real believers is with the recitation of the Qur'an. Is the Qur'an the truth? Is it from our Lord? Whoever believes in it is a believer, and whoever disbelieves in it is a disbeliever. Walhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We hope that this point is clear, inshallah.
Brother Imam, our time is getting short here, but rather than ask a question, I have a statement I want to make.
Inshallah. All right.
You're well aware of the problems that we've had here in Rahway State Prison as a group of Muslims. You know, I think there was, you know,
I'm not going to say I'm that, like, well aware.
Well,
but I think that what faces the brothers here, and I don't look at, and I hope the brothers aren't offended, inshallah ta'ala, but I don't look at the brothers here as any different from any Muslims in any time and place and humanity.
Alhamdulillah.
That we're all the same. Alhamdulillah, Allah created us. We all love. We hate. Some of us like guidance. Some of us are going to be astray. Sometimes we happy. Sometimes we sad. And so on and so forth. Some of us are bright. Some of us aren't. And so on. And this is the case of humanity, past and present, alhamdulillah, and nobody has any particular or special cases, otherwise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have mentioned it to us in His Quran, وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيَّ, and your Lord is not forgetful. So I think that the situation here is no different than any place else, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. At any rate.
Okay, with the ikhtilaf, it was two umas here and so forth and so on, but inshallah, what we have done, you know, as a group of Muslims, we've come together, put our heads together, and we are stressing the urgency of us becoming one jama'ah, just one jama'ah. So the statement is that you travel amongst, you know, the Muslims in this country and throughout the world. Ask them for me, and maybe the brothers in here, to take the example of the Muslims in Rahway State Prison and try to do the same in settling the differences.
Well, I think that all of us should be advised of the statement of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, وَإِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُونَ. And this is your ummah, one ummah. This is your nation, one nation, and I am your Lord to worship. How in the world are we going to read this Qur'an and say we two ummah? Wallahi, what Qur'an are we reading? And what understanding we got of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he read, Allah tells us, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. Believers are nothing but brothers. We say, nah, he the brothers over there, we the brothers over here. How in the world we read the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا وكنتم على شفا حفرة من النار فأنقذكم منها كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته لعلكم تهتدون. Listen to this ayah and tell us how in the world we read this ayah and disobey. Are we supposed to be the first people to submit to it and hold on to the rope of Allah all together, united, and don't divide? And remember Allah's favor to you when you was enemies. We remember Jahiliyyah, he from North, he from Plainfield, he from South Jersey, he from New York. Everybody was against everybody. Remember Allah's favor to you when you was enemies in Jahiliyyah? And Allah united your heart. Ain't nobody in this room unite nobody. And can't nobody unite nobody. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala united us on belief in la ilaha illallah. And He is the one who united your hearts, and because of it, you became brothers. And you were on the pit of the brink of the pit of fire, and He saved you from it. We all remember we were going to the hellfire. So Allah guided us to the deen of al-Islam. This is how Allah shows to you His ayat, so that perchance you will be guided. How we read ayat like this, and we say, Wallahi, Allah ain't give us no favor. Allah, I know you tell me to remember that favor you put on me. I ain't remember enough. We was enemies in Jahiliyyah, and we enemies in Islam. Wallahi, how do we disobey Allah when He tells us, وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيَعًا كُلُّ حِزْبٍ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ فَرِحُونَ. Wallahi, I used to joke in the past, and it still seems just as funny today. What Quran you reading? Wallahi, what Quran you reading? In every translation, and don't be like the polytheists. Those who have divided their religion up into sects, schisms, groups, whatever. Each party happily rejoicing in its own program. Whereas the ulama explained in a little more detail, each group happily rejoicing in its own program of falsehood, thinking he on the truth. Wallahi, I don't know how somebody can divide himself up into groups after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have prohibited us this. Whoever does it is a sinner. And all of the people who divide the Muslims are sinners. And they have to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the sin of dividing the Muslims after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us one ummah. And He laid out the truth, walhamdulillah, in His book and in the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. But what we did is the same thing that the disbelievers did, as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. لا تطروني كما أطرت النصارى بن عيسى بن مريم إنما أنا عبد الله ورسوله فقولوا عبد الله ورسوله. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, don't raise me to the level that the Christians raised عيسى بن مريم to. I am only the slave of Allah and His Messenger. So say, the slave of Allah and His Messenger. Wallahi, we didn't understand this statement. Instead of the Messenger worshipping Him, we place somebody else as the person we worship and make Him the leader of the group, and then we follow Him and divide ourselves from the Muslims. There's too many ayat in the Quran that call us to be united. There's too many statements of the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam. We'll just mention one from the authentic hadith to show us what we need to be upon. Al-jama'atu rahmah wal-furqatu azab. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in this authentic hadith collected by Imam At-Tirmidhi or Imam Ahmed, and it's authentic and I'm forgetting who collected it. Being together as a jama'ah is a mercy. Being together as a jama'ah is a mercy. And division is a punishment. And if we see ourselves divided, then we need to look in the heart, and we need to look at our sins, and we need to get it. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Indeed, Allah will not change the condition of a people till they change what is in their own self. And this really means that Allah put all of you on guidance, and He won't change that to misguidance until you change what is in yourself. Meaning until you change from committing them sins to obedience to Allah, Allah is going to leave you just the way you are. So really, when we see ourselves divided, we should see that we still on these sins. We still live in disobedience to the Prophet and Messenger of Allah. Just as he was one man on the truth, whoever is on the truth is the jama'ah, and whoever breaks away from practicing this truth, then they have broke away from the jama'ah, they have divided themselves from the Muslims, and they have to be called back to the truth. The people are divided on the truth. And whoever leaves the truth has broken off the unity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the Muslims. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to the truth.
See that our time has come to an end. And of course it was too short. And it's been a long time that I've been waiting to come to visit the brothers. We like to be with the brothers. There's too many texts in this deen of al-Islam for visiting one another for the sake of this deen of al-Islam. I'm very happy, alhamdulillah, that I was invited and I had the chance to visit the brothers and to see your faces and to give you the salam. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept what was presented today from me. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless all of you brothers and to keep you on the truth.
and to increase you in knowledge, and to increase you in iman, and to increase you in taqwa, and to increase you in success, and to give you victory over the disbelieving people. Wa subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Alhamdulillah.